From the deepest, darkest dungeon of Los Angeles, in the shittiest corners found in the city, comes the real Short Box. My name is Donald.
I'm Jerry.
And I am the most righteous one here, Kevin.
That's right. He's very righteous.
Very righteous. He schooled me on the moral values of Gideon's Bibles at motels.
Boring as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, really boring stuff. It's
really odd to do.
But what are we talking about today? We're not talking about Bibles. We're talking about other stuff.
Comic books. We're talking about prospecting, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. We're talking
about books that might be worth something in the future, if not sooner than later.
Like, we're talking the next 6 months to 2 years.
We're doing a favor to you, the audience, you, the comic buyer. We're saying, hey, we've done this research. These are what we think that will be worth something because of, hey, there's a show coming out, there's a movie coming out, or hey, maybe they will make this movie or TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some of the stuff we've actually predicted.
That's true.
It has come true.
Yeah. We were totally on top of the Legion stuff. That book, The New Mutants 26, that
flying off the shelves.
We were just at a con and
they were robbing people blind.
They were.
Yeah.
Even with X-Men number one, all five covers for $50.
I even had one guy with the New Mutants 26. I said, hey, do you have a New Mutants 26? And he goes, no, we just sold it. And I go, okay. And he goes, hey. And I go, yeah. He goes, why do people want that? He didn't even know. So I'm wondering what he sold for it. But I definitely sold one for $100, which was ridiculous. That was a ridiculous
price. That's insane.
Yeah. And the X-Men one that we saw was by far complete. It was almost like they were just trying to create a buzz for books that nobody...
Yeah, let's just overcharge. Like, I could find some random book in a 50-cent box and be like, it's $100!
Yeah, because, you know, there might be a show.
Right. For the 51st appearance of Nightwing.
51 is a special number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who wants to go first on this one?
I'll go first.
All right.
Couple books I picked up. So the duo, what is it? Seth Rogen and what's his partner's name? The other guy. Seth Rogen's friend. The guys who brought us Preacher, which I don't have anything good to say about for the TV show. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I anticipated it.
I got bored and stopped watching it.
Ditto. And let me first off say, I love Preacher's one of my favorite comics, period. So for me to just completely tune out, not want to complete the series, something's wrong.
Why to get a second season then?
People like it.
Well, here's the problem. Like, a lot of times people will check in on something, like a movie, for example. Like that amazing Spider-Man turd that came out.
Right.
That was from that turd guy.
The Sam Garfield ones, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The Garfield ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know. Garfield.
Garfield.
The cat.
Garfield the cat. He was in it. And it was terrible. The first one was terrible, but it made so much money because everybody went out to see it.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, so we're going to make a second one. And they make the second one, and it doesn't make as much money as the first. And they're like, oh my God, what happened? We don't understand.
Right.
It's because the first one was fucking terrible. And a lot of the people checked out and was like, nope, not going back. Same director, same actor, same, you know, everything. Nope, done.
Which is probably what's going to happen with Suicide Squad, because Suicide Squad did make a lot of money, but it got terrible reviews.
So basically, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Yeah. I think I think Suicide Squad's going to fare better.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think there was a lot of people that enjoyed certain qualities.
And
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn and Joker.
Yeah,
there's a lot of kids dressing up like those, too.
Yep.
Well, needless to say, they're making another show because they had the hit with Preacher. They're doing Mr. Robert Kirkman, who you might know from Walking Dead. They're doing his comic book, Invincible, which is a great book as well. It's a superhero book. Pretty much just your standard run-of-the-mill superhero book, but it has a lot of twists and turns. It's a great book. I can't say enough about it. But I'm not going to say a lot about it now because I'm not talking about the story. I'm talking about the books.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Invincible is one of those tricky ones. It's not just Invincible number one, which is a collecting book, though. That is a hard book to get.
Triple-digit figure.
Yeah, that's an expensive book. But if you really want to get something fast, although they are starting to rise, it's kind of a dual thing. There is his first actual appearance / cameo appearance was in a book called Noble Causes, and it was issue number 3. And now...
It's Noble Cause's Family Secrets.
I'm sorry, right? Yeah, Noble Cause's Family Secrets. A random Image comic book, but Kirkman was... I think they're trying to give him a boost of his character, so they threw Invincible in literally in one panel.
Right, and also, if you're very sly about it, there's two versions of the cover. There's a 3A and a 3B. If you get the 3B cover version... which is a variant, kind of an X-Men variant, which I can't remember the issue. What's the issue that they're...
141.
Yeah. 141, yeah, Sentinels. X-Men. Yeah. Right, yeah. On the bottom right-hand panel, it shows a picture of Invincible,
yeah.
And it has him on the cover. So this is literally his first appearance before you even open the book.
He's on
the cover of the 3B variant issue.
Right, the other cover is weird. It's this... It's a woman who just looks really sad. It's a girl on a couch who looks really sad.
It's not cool at all.
It's not
something I would want. But I would definitely want the 3B over anything.
But that's the thing. It's one of those random books that a lot of people didn't know because it was some other random series and it was issue 3.
I like Citizen Payne there. Guy named Citizen Payne. That's pretty cool.
That's right. There is Citizen Payne.
He does look pretty cool. Yeah. He kind of looks like Grendel.
Yes. He does. He kind of looks exactly like Grendel. And I think that's why we think he looks so cool. So aside from the Noble Causes 3, there is also Tech Jacket number 1, which was a Kirkman book. It was a Kirkman book he was writing already. And what he did is he put a preview of Invincible number 1. It's like the first four pages of the book, of the story that you see in the actual Invincible number 1. And that's another book that you should definitely go out and get.
And they're going quick on eBay.
And they're going quick on eBay, but they're still at this recording, which we don't know when you'll hear it, and by the time you hear it, it'll be like $3,000.
Right.
But so you'll be like, well, thanks a lot for fucking nothing. But they're affordable right now.
Here's the thing. You were telling me that you were looking for it on eBay, right?
Right.
And, like, you were looking at one of the issues and you were going to buy it, and then it disappeared off the screen?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That's a good story. Okay. No. So I was already, because it's Kirkman, who is, you know, Walking Dead is, like, hugely popular.
Right.
And I was kind of just going over all his stuff. And there had been rumors about Invincible being made into a TV show or movie for a while now, because it's very adaptable. It's a total, just like I said, superhero story, but it's got dark undertones. I had just doing my own prospecting, trying to jump the gun, you know, but, you know, be ahead of the curve.
Doing your research.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get that Noble Causes. Or was it the Tech Jacket? It was one...
It was the...
Those Noble Causes.
Noble Causes.
Yeah, it was the Noble Causes. So I saw a pretty decent pricing for it. And I said, and I was kind of gauging. Nobody had really priced it that high. But it was, you know, in the middle ground. So I think I put an offer. It was one of those ones where you can make an offer on eBay. And I literally made the offer. I take a nap. I wake up from the nap. And they announce that Seth Rogen and his partner are making an Invincible TV show.
Right.
I go back to check if the guy's taken my offer, because I'm like, I gotta get that book. I think there was even a buy it now option. I probably was just gonna take it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Gone.
You should have clicked the buy it now button.
No, he took it off.
No, I'm saying beforehand.
But even if he would have done that, I bet you he would have been like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't find it.
I can't find it.
I've had that happen.
Maybe if
I've had that happen.
Really?
Which book?
That has happened. I can't remember the name of the book, to be honest, but I think it was like a similar situation
where they announced
a movie or something possibly being in a. Oh, I think it was a dude from Spider-Man. They made a 4-part series of him.
Nightwatch.
Yeah.
They say he's going to be in Homecoming.
Right. It was the first appearance of Nightwatch, and I was looking at that because it was a '90s book, and I was like, okay,
like a dollar book.
Yeah, a nothing book. And then, like, I bid, like, a dollar or two on it or something like that. And then I won. And then the person, like, was like, oh, I can't find it. And then I found out later that they said there's rumors it might be in the new Spider-Man movie.
And all of a sudden you're like, hey, that guy's selling it for 50 now, son of a bitch.
That guy's a dick.
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
Yeah.
So this guy literally, like, I mean, at least he didn't con me out of anything. But he did obviously pull his auction, because it was just gone and nobody bought it. It wasn't like, you know, you can say like, oh, it just said it's ended. That's it. It's done. And I was like, it's
probably after that, he's like, oh crap, I'm keeping this book
completely. Yeah. You're so, right. But I was able to pick up a copy. So that's my first of mine, but we can go around and see if anybody else has got some stuff.
Yeah, I've got something real quick. Speaking of the idea of a Justice League movie coming out, mm-hmm. a lot of talk of Green Lantern.
Right.
I was thinking something that would be really cool. I don't know if it would happen, but like if they did a story revolving around the Green Lanterns before they were Green Lanterns, mm-hmm. back when the Guardians created the Manhunters, which right. were the robotic guys that would go around policing the universe,
right.
and how they kind of went wrong and started destroying everything.
They went rogue, yeah.
Right.
And that's why Atrocitus became Atrocitus, was because of them.
Exactly. So this whole story that builds up around it, I could totally see that in a movie. So I went out and I bought a Kirby book. I bought a DC Line of Superstars first issue special number 5, which is the first appearance of Manhunter, the robotic sentient robot creatures that went out and were policing and eventually went bad.
That's a good book.
Number 5. I bought it for like $10.
Wow.
It's a beautiful book. If you look at the cover, it's got like a dude's head like on a...
It's a great cover.
Hung up on a tack or something.
Just the shit.
Yeah, and it's like... We knew you'd come, Manhunter, sooner or later. And then the robot's, you know, in the background with his, like, his electric stick or whatever. So it looks really cool. It was really cheap as far as, like, books go with Kirby.
Right.
This is yeah. Jack Kirby art.
Yeah.
You know,
can't like, go wrong, sir.
$10 free shipping, guys. Jump on this.
Yeah.
Because if they don't do a movie now, it's a great movie idea sooner or later.
Yeah, somewhere in the 2020s, I suspect, you will see.
Right, yeah. In fact, DC did this whole line of first issue specials.
Right.
And that was like the name of the book, first issue special. And this is issue 5. So like they would make appearances of like, I think Warlord made his first right. appearance in the first issue specials.
Right.
So they kept bringing out new characters and stuff. So some of these guys will be prevalent eventually in the DC universe if they keep chugging along.
And as Donald was saying, it's Kirby art. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'll get into it. I know Kevin's got something that I'm going to segue with, but I got on this Kirby kick lately, and like, I've always...
It's a beautiful thing.
I've always appreciated his art, but as a kid, I was just kind of like, eh, it's blocky and whatever, and it just didn't do it for me.
Right.
And now, it's, to me, it's like Van Gogh. I mean, it's like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, there's two guys in my mind. There's Kirby, and there's Ditko.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it for me. Right. Like, Steranko, don't get me wrong. Dude, you're great.
Yes. Yeah,
although you great. Totally shunned me when I tried to take a selfie with you at Comic-Con.
He said, women only.
Yeah, he said women only, which I thought
son
was...
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, very...
That's a joke.
I don't... Yeah. It can't be misogynistic, but...
Maybe
it could, I guess. It. Yeah, but it was just not cool. So, I'm not going to buy your books, dude. Whatever. So,
See what happens, motherfucker?
Right, motherfucker. So, Kirby and Ditko all the way for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, Kevin, what do you got?
I'm going to segue into Forever People number 2.
Nice.
And that is the first appearance of Desaad and Mantis.
Right.
Nice. Desaad being...
one of the henchmen of Darkseid.
He was like the Master of Pain
He's
or some
torturer.
Shit, right?
Torturer. Yeah. Like the Marquis Desaad. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Marquis Very Desaad. Well done. Yes. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah.
You know, he's usually on the homeworld of Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's a good chance, perhaps, in the second Justice League movie that Desaad may make an appearance. It's just an opinion.
He might even make a cameo in the first.
That's
we don't
true.
Know.
We never
because
know.
Because they've been...
We never know.
Didn't they, they set up parademons, right?
Yes, they did.
So if they set up parademons, which leads me to another ones of mine. So I went on the Kirby kick. I too, got that Forever People number 2. I started thinking, like, the biggest gun of them all is Apocalypse. You know, Darkseid, Apocalypse, all that stuff. New Genesis...
Uh-huh.
Which is all the Kirby stuff. So not only was I on this Kirby wagon, if you go to a book, and I know Donald's got one of them, I'm going to talk about some other issues, Mr. Miracle.
Oh, there we go.
Some of the best covers, it's Jack Kirby art, but also a ton of first appearances in his series. Obviously, Mr. Miracle 1 is the first Mr. Miracle, but ones I picked up lately were... Mr. Miracle 6,
mm-hmm.
which is the first Female Furies.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The Female Furies were these groups of, they were led by a woman named Granny Goodness, and she trained them to be just these evil, evil ladies, and they're tough, and they're, you know, anybody who's from
nasty,
New Genesis
nasty
or,
women.
Or Apocalypse, again, they're nasty women. But anybody who's from Apocalypse or New Genesis, they're like gods, pretty much. Another book That's totally gettable. Mr. Miracle 5. It's the first. What is it? Werner Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, the guy who's like the Prussian. He looks like an old. He looks. I think he was based off of Mussolini. That's what I'm saying too. The backstories of these guys are so cool. Pretty much all the Mr. Miracle comics are solid. Like I said, you have Mr. Miracle 6, First Female Furies. Mr. Miracle 5 is Werner Wunderbar, who's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Mr. Miracle 7 is the first Kanto. Kanto is the lead assassin for Darkseid, and he dresses like almost like a Three Musketeer.
But he can't, though.
No, he can't, too. And all these books, these Mr. Miracle ones, like especially the ones I'm talking about, like they're not much. They're not like, I mean, you could still find them. The condition is kind of hard because they're older books, but regardless, they're Kirby art. It's beautiful. There's so much like just beauty in them.
If you want to have a 20th century version of a Van Gogh, Picasso, like you said, Salvador Dali, get yourself a Kirby book.
Snatch that shit up.
Get yourself a Kirby book.
And speaking of, you were talking about Mr. Miracle. I have just a book that I have in front of me, actually, which is odd.
Right.
I have Mr. Miracle number 2, which is the first appearance of Granny Goodness.
Who I was just saying was the leader of the Female Furies.
Right.
Granny Goodness is awesome.
So if they do an Apocalypse thing in the Justice League movie at all, she's going to be there.
Not only that, what a great role for like an older actress, too, like Kathy Bates.
Like Ed Asner with a wig.
That's right. Ed Asner did the voice on the animated Justice League and I think Superman, too.
Yeah. If I saw her in real life, I'd probably scream.
Yeah. Here's the greatest part. I would too. Here's the greatest thing about this cover. There's so much verbiage. It's like at the top, it says DC Mr. Miracle. What is a follower? Everwhere arrow discs?
Like what?
Who is Overlord? Just a few questions on his road to sudden death. Electric tension means Mr. Miracle. Super escape artist. And then there's this little dude going, your time has run out. It's too late to escape. I can't save you, Mr. Miracle. And then it says at the bottom, also, meet Granny Goodness. She reaches out of this world to make deadly little things like the X-Pit.
Yeah, Mr. Miracle covers, because I was just looking at the ones...
The X-Pit.
The ones I was telling you about. Mr. Miracle covers have so much going on. Also, everyone... Because, okay, Mr. Miracle is the greatest escape artist. He's the Houdini of DC. Now, the best thing about that, every issue is him in some crazy trap trying to escape. And it's funny, you're talking about the verbiage. The Mr. Miracle number 5, they're smelling comics over here. They're getting high off the ancient Kirby scent.
I'm getting high off some Bronze Age comics.
It's got that old comic smell to it. I'm sorry, there's nothing better than that.
No, there's nothing better than that. But I was just looking at Mr. Miracle 5, the Werner Wunderbar one. It's like a diabolical car wash. It traps you on the way in and kills you on the way out. It's mechanized murder. And there's literally him. There's Mr. Miracle trapped in like a case with a missile pointing at him that literally says written on it, a bomb. So he knows an atomic bomb's going to hit him.
Right.
Glorious. What else we got?
Glorious.
Kevin, you got another one?
Yeah, if you want to skip back to the Marvel side, you mentioned something about the New Mutants.
That's right.
New Mutants number 18 is the first appearance of Warlock.
Who I think was mentioned in... the cast of characters for the New Mutants. I thought it was going to be a show, but now they're saying it's a movie?
Yeah.
Pretty sure?
They're saying it's a movie.
Yeah. Another book to pick up on those lines. Not cheap, not easy to find, and there's been like 5 printings, but if you can get a copy, Marvel Graphic Novel number 4 is the first appearance of the New Mutants, and a lot of those people, Sunspot...
Sons of Bitches.
Yeah, Sons of Bitches, Cannonball. I think a lot of those people are going to be... A lot of the original members are going to be in the movie.
Oh, that's good.
So expensive. Yeah.
Including Ileana. Magic?
I think so. No? Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
That's not her first appearance.
No, I'm just saying. She's going to be in the movie?
She's... Maybe.
Oh, I don't know if they announced her. I think Warlock, Cannonball, Sunspot, I think even Danny Moonstar, but I'm not
Danny
sure.
Moonstar!
Danny Rand Moonstar.
Danny Rand.
another... Well, oh, no, also, a couple trailers popped out. And a couple more announcements. They announced they're going to do the New Warriors show. New Warriors was a book that I think they first appeared in Thor 410, 411. And they've just announced they're going to do a TV show of them. It's not going to be the original team, but they did announce who was on the team, and it was obviously Squirrel Girl was one of them. Squirrel Girl.
Gosh, why is everyone
such
loves
a
Squirrel
trash
Girl?
Character? I'm sorry.
Yet people love her.
Why?
And
why?
Her first.
Kyle, if you're listening, she sucks.
And her first appearance, I'm not even going to tell you to get it because it's already expensive as hell. It's super expensive.
What is it?
It's a Marvel Superheroes Winter Special.
God, at a winter special?
Yeah, it was one of those like.
I wouldn't give up an issue of Spawn number one for that.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's like minimum.
You have some bigotry for Squirrel Girl.
Don't think she's a good. I think she's a shit character. I think it's something that somebody's like, I'm going to invent a character and say she's the strongest there is.
Well, I read a little bit about her. She was invented because whoever the guy invented her said he wanted to make somebody. Everybody was too dark at the time. So he wanted to make a lighter character.
Motherfucker, go back to the 40s.
Yeah, Marvel Superheroes 8 Winter Special came out in 1991. So it's look at this. First price, minimum of $100 pretty much.
Nope.
So you're not going to get that book.
Nope.com.
But what you can get. Some of the other appearances of the characters that were mentioned in there, and the one I would recommend mostly is Speedball. Speedball is a great character. I think originally created by Ditko, actually. And his first appearance is Amazing Spider-Man Annual 22. And that is a totally gettable book. And it's a great book.
Yeah,
and
it is. Right on the actually, cover. The last time I picked up an issue that I keep picking them up every time I see them.
Yeah.
Usually for a dollar or two.
Right.
I was just picking them up because they were all over the place.
Right. With the announcement, yeah. They're still about $10, but you can get them. Like, they're totally gettable.
Yeah, and that's going to be a character I think that kids are really going to catch on to.
Yeah, my daughter loves Speedball. Right, my oldest, Madeline, loves Speedball.
He's just a cool name to get you into drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the first appearance of the mixture of heroin and cocaine. Yeah. That's how he's on the streets of New York. Somebody gives him Speedball, and he just takes to it.
I am Speedball!
And then he calls himself Speedball.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Man.
Yep. And speaking of drugs, let me tell you about something I have here in front of me.
That's right.
That would be Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, number 64, the first appearance of Cloak and Dagger.
Which they just released a really interesting trailer for, I gotta admit. It didn't look terrible, and it didn't look, I don't know. I don't know how to
feel. Yeah, it's like on their online platform.
Something. It's
something like
that. Yeah.
I don't even know where it's airing.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a Sony network type
it's
thing.
It's a separate network. It's the same one that New Warriors will be on, too.
Yeah. So I don't know if I...
Or like the new Star Trek show is going to be like on some weird...
Right. Well, that's a CBS. CBS does some weird shit.
Yeah. Because all these networks are trying to get their own streaming services.
Yeah, because they're trying to shy away from Hulu.
Like they just mentioned that Young Justice is coming back, but it's going to be on a Warner Brothers streaming site or something like that.
Yeah.
So
it's just silly. It's just silly. None of those guys, I mean, if you've ever gone to the CBS website, they can't operate it properly.
It's just alienating people, I think.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Pardon my, it's just terrible, guys. Mm-hmm. It is a terrible site. CBS, I'm only on there to watch Survivor. Yes, I'm a Survivor fan. Sue me. But even there, like, it's just really bad. There's always, like, errors and shit like that. They need somebody in there to fix it before they try to, like, advance.
Right.
But this Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man number 64, first appearance of Cloak and Dagger. I picked it up for like $4, $5 a couple years ago.
Yeah, you can't get that now.
I don't know how much you can touch it for at this point. Probably, I think, maybe like 40, maybe $50.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad investment if that series takes off.
Right.
If that series takes off, we're going to see action figures. We're going to see them probably in some video games and shit like that.
It's also just a cool cover. It's a great cover.
It is a great cover. It's got like the buildings, and on the buildings it has their names, and it's almost like 3D the way it's drawn. So it's just really well done. It's a really cool looking book. Their origin first appearance is really cool. Highly recommend it. Spectacular Spider-Man number 64.
Right.
I like that. Now my next one is Avengers 257. That is the first appearance of Nebula.
That's right. From the Guardians of the
Galaxy. Yep, yep. That was a good pickup there, huh?
I know. You convinced me, and I said, okay.
I had to give him an Indian burn.
Now, was it on the wall, or was it on the box?
It was in a box.
Wow.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I looked on eBay later on. I said, oh, my, I got myself a good deal.
Yeah, I was looking through it, and I found it in the box. Instead of buying another one for myself, I said, Kevin, you need to get this. He's like, I don't know. Like, I have to browbeat him to get him to make money.
Well, first you have to tell me. It's like, who's in there? Who's in there? And like, oh, so-and-so's in there. I'm like,
here's
okay,
what
okay.
I do. I don't tell him. I just say, Kevin, buy this. And I hand him the issue. And he's always like, he's always questioning me. Why? Why? I'm like, just buy it.
Do not question
the word.
Of the master.
Right. The word. Right. I will make you a rich man.
The Don.
Word of the Don. I'll make you a rich man.
I'm making offer you can't refuse, Kevin.
Speaking of a character, this will be my last one. Speaking of a character that I mentioned, I said you should pick up. I go to malls a lot. And I
hope you're going for the right reasons, sir.
I go there
little
to...
Little kids!
Just...
Like he takes his little kids there.
No. I...
Oh.
You got it right the first time.
Oh, no.
No. But one of the characters, and you see people dressed as her as at cons a lot, and she's on a lot of t-shirts now.
Spider-Gwen?
No. Spider-Gwen, yes. I mean, yes, you're right on okay. what I just said. Spider-Gwen's first appearance is bank, I think. It's a lot of money. It's not an easy one to get. But somebody who was made as a joke originally on Spider-Gwen on the cover of Deadpool Secret War number 2, Gwenpool.
Ah, Jesus.
She started out as a joke for this cover. Mm-hmm. It's literally her in a pool, Gwen, pool.
Nice pink
Spider
cover.
Gwen. Yeah, pink cover. She's supposed to be a Spider Gwen version of Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was people just took to that cover and the look of her and started cosplaying as her at cons.
Okay.
To the point where Chris, I think, Bachelor, who created her, was like, I gotta do something with this character. Mm-hmm.
You better cash in while you still
so
can.
So he introduces her in Howard the Duck number 1, not the newer series of one of them. I think it was 2012. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what year it was. So Howard the Duck number 1. You could look it up. I hear people talking about this character. And first off, the Howard the Duck number 1 is not that hard to get at all. There's a variant cover with her on the cover that might be a little more, but it's not. The Secret Wars can get up there. This Deadpool Secret Wars number 2. But her first appearance is literally just this cover.
Yeah.
And her first full appearance is in this Howard the Duck one. This Howard the Duck issue is not hard to get. And I hear people of all ages talking about this character. And they really like her, and I even read the series so far, and it's good. It's really good.
Is it?
What it is she's a character that went through a portal, and she's supposed to be like us. Like, she reads comic books, she goes into the comic world, like, wakes up there. We don't really know why yet she got there. And her power, quote-unquote, is that she knows everybody's secret identity. Ooh. And knows everybody's secrets, because she reads comic books.
So she knows your dark secrets.
Yeah, except she's got a really weird view on morals. So right away, she just starts, like, killing people. And people, and like, Howard the Duck's like, you can't just kill people. She's like, no, this is all a comic book. And she's like, for you, maybe, but it's my real life. And you're just, like, murdering people. So it's pretty funny. Like,
that kind of is really clever. That's a Gerber kind of, Steve Gerber kind of
it's
clever.
It's very Gerber
so,
clever, yeah.
So in a way, we're breaking the fourth wall here a little bit.
Except it's breaking the fourth wall, but it's not like Deadpool where she's talking to the audience.
Right.
In every issue, she introduces like what's going on, but
she's hyper aware of the fourth wall, but doesn't break it.
Is this kind of like the Neverending Story in a way?
Yes. Yeah. She becomes part of the story.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Completely part of it. Yeah. Okay. So it's a fun book, and like I said, the Howard the Duck number 1. It's not hard to get. It's not a hard to get book.
Yeah. Yeah. You told me to get it. I grabbed it for $7 or something.
Yeah, I told Donald one day, I was like, just get it. He's like, I don't know about the character. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just get it. Just get the book.
Yep, so I picked it up.
Yeah. So if you can, get the Deadpool Secret Wars number 2, I get it. It's a gettable one. It's up there.
Terrible series, though.
The series, I didn't even read the series.
Yeah, fuck that thing.
But this was just her first appearance as a cover. And that was because, like I said, she started out as just a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a cool turn they did with her. So yeah, that'll be my last one.
Okay, I'm going to go with my last one real quick. I picked this up recently. I got a very good deal on it, guys. $46 I paid for All-Star Comics Presents the Super Squad number 58. So All-Star Comics number 58, the first appearance of Power Girl.
Right.
It's in pretty cherry condition.
Big fan favorite.
Yeah, it's like very fine to very fine minus, I guess. Very fine minus to very fine. It's got the first appearance of Power Girl right on the cover. She appears in the book. It's a really cool book. I mean, Power Girl, we all know her, and if we don't, you will once you look at
her. Yeah, she's...
She's
an eye catcher.
You won't forget that costume. I think that Power Girl might be coming up down the line in some DC movie.
Yeah.
I think she's a popular enough...
In something. She's just...
She's a larger-than-life character.
Yeah.
In that aspect. Huge boobies. But she's, you know... She's got a lot of personality, large cans. And people will really kind of catch on to her, I think, pretty fast, large knockers. And yeah. I highly recommend that you reach out and grab those titties. All-Star Comics number 58.
For some reason, subliminally, I want this book more than I normally would want a book.
I think most men will at this point.
This book sounds very appealing, but also disturbing.
It sounds, you know what it is? It's titillating.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Oh, I'm going to take a bow after that one.
My last one here real quick, I think that you can get it for a dollar still.
Mm-hmm.
Icon number one.
Yep.
You were telling me it was what, Young Justice is where he
made an appearance? Young Justice,
yeah, he made an appearance in Young Justice. So did his sidekick. Can't remember her name. But
Rocket.
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
She's in Young Justice, too.
Yeah. She was very prevalent in that as well. So Icon number one, you can pick up the first appearance of Icon and Rocket. Very cool little book. First issue collector's item. Like I said, you can pick it up. I think even you recently got it for, like, what, 50 cents?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's super cheap.
It's not an expensive book to find, guys. And because it's a black superhero with a strong black superhero with a strong black sidekick, I think that if they start looking at this diversity thing and thinking in the movies, maybe we need to throw in some more diversity in our Justice League or whatever, they could pull from these guys.
Totally.
So I highly recommend Icon number one if you can grab it.
Well, it's funny you mention it. Speaking of black superheroes, a few years ago, I think you or picked me up Black Lightning number one. And that would be a fun issue to have your collection.
They've announced that they're going to do a TV show of that, I believe.
You mm-hmm. see? There we go.
That's another one. And it's not a, yeah. it's not
and
a
they,
crazy
and
hard
they
one
showed
to get.
The outfit, the costume and stuff. It looks
That's
pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be our prospecting because we don't want to tell you any more stuff because we want to get it before you get it.
True.
And then we'll tell you about it. So,
and when it's all said and done, we may end up editing half of the show out of the program.
That's right.
Because,
if you hear any jumps or clicks, it's because we said, you know what? That was too much.
We don't want you to know about this.
We want to help you, but we don't want to give it away. You know? We want to create that market for ourselves, because we're greedy bastards.
Yes, we are.
And you know, and with that, please like us on iTunes, subscribe, rate,
leave
review.
A wonderful, loving, brotherly comment in our YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Let us know if you have any ideas for prospects, any comics you think might be worth something at some point,
mm-hmm.
or any comics that you picked up that are now worth a lot. You know, just let us know. Talk to us. Tell us. You know, reach out to us on Facebook or YouTube, you know, Instagram, however you want. We do update weekly,
mm-hmm.
Daily actually, and on Sundays on our Facebook page, we do SmackDown Sundays.
That's right.
Where we pit one character against another, and we let you decide kind of who do you think would win.
You be the judge.
Tell your friends and enemies about us. Let us, though, tell them to come and join the Real Short Box.
Yes, love us.
And with that, we'll see you at the comic shop.